Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Which way for the markets this week? It's a big question given last week's equally big sell-off. The JSE closed on Friday evening down another 3.1%. That's the all-share index. The top 40 down 3.4%. No question, we were playing catch-up after Thursday's losses in New York. But then New York itself showed scant signs of a recovery. The Dow down 0.1% on Friday evening. The S&P 500 up just over 0.25%. The Nasdaq up 1.4%. London's FTSE down 0.4%. For the Americans, it was the 10th down week out of the last 11 and sees the S&P 500 firmly in bear territory, down more than 20% from its record high in early January. For the ultra-wealthy, it's been a devastating start to the year. In the US, the richest 1% of the population has suffered losses of more than $700 billion, and that was by the end of March. Come the end of this month, that number could be a lot worse. The S&P 500 has dropped another 19% since the end of March. Elon Musk alone has dropped some $64.5 billion since the end of last year. He is still the world's richest person, though, with a net worth of about $206 billion, so I guess he'll just have to struggle by, poor lamb. In Tokyo this morning, the Nikkei down 1.2%, Hong Kong up 0.1%, Sydney down 0.5%. US dollar steady at 105 to the euro, no real change in the rand, 1598 to the dollar, 1682 to the euro, 1957 to sterling. Gold also more or less unchanged, 1844, platinum at 937. Two other big losers in all of this. The first is Bitcoin, which dropped beneath 20,000 for a short while over the weekend. In fact, it dipped beneath the $18,000 a coin for a little while, but has since recovered to a fraction above 20,000. Several commentators are suggesting this marks the end of the crypto era. It's crypto winter, as one headline puts it. The other sharp drop, and this is a welcome one, the price of oil. Brent crude is down 5% to just under $113 a barrel. That is a sign that investors are worried about an impending recession in the US, but for once, it's good news for the rest of the planet, including us down here on the southern tip.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.